Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who come in by way of Blog Talk and by way of Fresh Fruits. And we come together to give you glory and give you praise. We ask for forgiveness for every sin, every transgression. With us, God, for every test we pray. We pray for every person worldwide, those who are in need, those who are down and out. We ask that you bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who have their backs against the wall, fix it for them. Fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those who need joy. Give them joy. Those who need peace, give them peace. Those who need your love, give them your love. Those who need hope, give them hope. Put food on the tables of those who are hungry. Clothing on the backs of those who are cold. In the name of Jesus. Those in prison, help them, Lord, and protect them. In the name of Jesus. Those who are down, pick them up. Those who are out, bring them back in. Help those who the enemy is attacking and trying to get them to backslide. God, send help. Send encouragement. So that's the last thing that they would want to do. They don't want to backslide. And help them through the storm. In Jesus' name. Now, thank you again and again and again and again for all that you have done. Nobody could have done it but you, Lord. Thank you for healing that lady in our church of breast cancer. We appreciate it very much. And all the things that you've done on this prayer line so magnificently, quite evident that nobody could do it but you. Thank you again and again. Now bless us this day. Bless every participant on the prayer line. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And good morning to y'all. Y'all awake this morning. Good morning to everyone who's awake. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you and you and you. Amen. Let's not forget God for sure. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. I know you never sleep with us.
Good morning, Jesus.
Are y'all ready to give him praise?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I know he blessed you with the mouth to speak. Why don't you use it for Jesus? Amen. Yeah. Lord, we praise you. Praise check. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thinking much longer and And I'm noticing something as I travel. People are being controlled by musicians nowadays. I said people are being controlled. Their praise being controlled by the musicians nowadays. As long as the musicians are playing a little bit, they are praising. And when the musicians feel like bringing the music down, then their praise will stop. Yeah. So, I mean, you have to see these things. The praise is being controlled by the musicians nowadays. When they feel like you praise them long enough, then they bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Have y'all noticed that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, a lot of musicians don't have any type of spirituality.
Amen.
A lot of them don't. Amen. They're just there for the money. So just being controlled by people who are there for the money. Not the Lord. And not against musicians, no. But I've got that ego eye to see that, that's for sure. That the praise of the people many times is being controlled by the people, by people who don't really have a sincere lean for praise. All right. So you have to, I want to thank you all for praising longer than a minute. Amen. Especially on the blog line, we praise him about it. We give him 1,000 thank yous. And it's wonderful. Good morning to all of you again. We praise the Lord for what he has done. Amen. Let's go to our praise report this morning. And then we'll get to some prayer requests. Amen. Thank God for you. I'm going to ask one of y'all, Sister Carolyn, Georgia, if you're there. Let's see, Sister Irvine, or one of y'all to really do the praise report. Sister LaTanya Williams, any of y'all jump in there and get those praise, give your praise report and ask for others. Are you there, any one of you? All right. Jump in there. Give us a praise report. And then ask for other praise reports. Are you there? All right. Sister Toombs, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Come on. Get the praise report for us.
Another week. And,
what's that joy, Sister Toombs? Come on. Amen.
All right. And does anybody have a praise report out there?
Those who have praise reports, jump in there and let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about it and give him the glory and the honor for what he's done for you. Anybody?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Let Mother Digby giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to the leader of the praise reports, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I thank the Lord for how I called in and put my son on the prayer line and how that God has blessed him. He was having a little breathing attacks, you know, where he couldn't breathe. He does have asthma, as far as I know. He does have a lot of other conditions. But God has blessed. He didn't have one over the weekend. And I want to say he was able to go to church yesterday, and he didn't have to take his cane, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. It's such a blessing. I thank and praise God for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for how the Lord has blessed us with some good weather here in Illinois, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Does anyone have a praise report out there?
Good morning, this is Sheila Brown at
9:04 from Utah 801. I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah. I thank him for how he let me see another 67 years birthday on Friday. I just thank him. And I just thank the Lord because he just been so good to me. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord because I can't tell it all of what all he has done for me. But I just want to thank him this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sheila Brown at 913. First, I'd like to give honor to God, who's first in my life. I'd like to give honor to Sister and Pastor Johnson this morning and to all the saints and friends on the prayer line. I would just like to thank and praise God for this prayer line. This prayer line has made such a difference in my life, and miracles truly, truly, truly happen. I'm a grandmother. I'm 43 years old, and I've been having custody of three little grandboys. The twins are three, and the oldest one is four. And ever since I've been getting on this prayer line, I never forget. It was January 17, 2016, when I joined you guys. And that's just a part of my life now, and I thank God, because Pastor Bernard always say, miracles is happening, miracles is happening. Last week, I took sick in my house. The enemy attacked my body. And when God raised me up, I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I said, Lord, I'm getting kind of tired of climbing these 17 steps, Lord God, to go from downstairs to my kitchen to the restroom with the little boys. And I said, Lord, I'm getting tired. You know I need this surgery, Lord. You know I'm getting tired. And my daughter is not trustworthy right now to even let me take the kids over there just for a few hours, Lord. The kid's daddy is one daddy to all three of the boys. He's like 6 years older. And I've been praying, Lord, raise them up, Lord, so they can help. They just have forgot about their kids and praying and praying and praying and having you all to pray with me. I got a miracle. Last Monday, my daughter showed up here. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Showed up here in her right mind. She said, Mama, you sick. You can't do nothing with these kids. And I said, well, Alexandria, I don't want the kids away from home because Mama can't see them. And, you know, the world, the young people, they don't raise them and train them the way that God wants them right now. So anyway, I was hurting so bad, brought all the way down to my knees in this house. I said, Alexandria, do what you know to do best. Do what you know. She loaded her three boys up. She got clothes and everything they're going to need. And I thank the Lord. All last week, I've been carefree. I might call over there 1,000 times. I might go over there maybe 2 or 3 times last week just to check out things. But that's a miracle. I needed a miracle because I live on a great big tall hill in Argentina across from Second Baptist. This is great big hill that I stay on. And like I said, I need surgery. And just when I got tired, my body got wore out, God showed up, showed out, and raised my baby girl up. I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging. My boast is in the Lord because I know it took him to do this for me. So they can, they have a car right now. I don't have transportation. They come from Kansas City, Missouri, every morning to bring the little four-year-old over to Silver City Elementary School. And I just want to thank the Lord this morning. And I recognize his hands. And I know that he's blessing me and he's loving on me and he's giving me strength for the journey. So I just, that's a praise report to me because, like I said, it's been 4 years since the baby's been with me. Up until last week, I trusted the Lord and let them go for 5 days. And saints and friends, they're still with their parents this morning. And I'm just in the house all alone. My husband, Lewis, is in the penitentiary. I'm just in here all alone. And God has given me the opportunity for him to build on me, to love on me, to strengthen me, to get me ready for my next level. So I just thank y'all. Please continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. We need to give him some prayers this morning. We need to keep your family lifted up in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him some praise for people, saints. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Does anyone else out there have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Jesus. Thank God that who is my life. I thank God because God is good. I thank because he's keeping me. I think I'm still having all of this stuff. I'm still trusting in the Lord. And I also want to say the wisdom that I had to pray for with their surgery. They are doing fine. The Lord brought her through. And her husband is doing good, so he helped me take care of her time being. So I just thank and praise God because God is good. And there's no other way to be awesome God. So I just thank and praise God for who he is. And he prayed to everyone on this land that God was continuing to bless you. Anyone there, he blessed me.
Right, thank you. Anybody else having a praise report this morning? Anybody else want to say a word for Jesus? Feedback here.
Good morning, everyone. Relax. Good morning, right? Kansas City, Missouri. My eye was swollen for 3 days last week. I thank the Lord that he allowed me and made me let me get all the way to the end of training Friday. I missed 3 on the test. I have the lowest score of the class. I just thank God because even though, regardless, whatever's going on, he still makes a way for me. So, God, I just want to tell you good morning, and thank you, Jesus. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you,
Jesus.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me? I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the service that we had at church on yesterday. The Lord truly blessed me. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in my prayer. And I want also the lady that was testifying before, the one lady, I'm going through the same thing for us. My kids come, the only thing, my kids are going from Kansas to Missouri in a Catholic school. And I'm under a lot of pressure and stress. So I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me, that I'll grow stronger in the Lord. God bless you.
Beautiful. All right, thank anyone you. Else? Anybody else want to say something for the Lord? Amen. Even if you just say he woke me up this morning, that's a praise right there. Anyone else?
Thank God for being here.
We can hear you.
Thank God for being here.
All right, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day. Thank you for coming into my life, saving me. Oh, what a testimony I can give on that, sanctifying me, filling me with his Holy Ghost, thanking him for my life, health, and strength, activity of my limbs, and being clothed in my right mind. I just thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. God was good to me all this weekend, and just a good weekend. My mom, my husband, and children doing well. I thank God for touching my granddaughter. She was just doing good and just going right along smiling. And, oh, I know it's nothing but God. Nothing but
Amen.
God. So I love the Lord. I'm just so grateful. I do honor the Chief Ambassador Thompson and to each and every one on the line. This prayer line is such an encouragement, such a booster for me. And I just praise God for all that he's doing in my life. I praise him. I praise him. Continue to be blessed.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? What about you? Sister Thelma Rush? How about you, Sister Christy? Amen. So, Leah, what about you? Amen. What about you? Mother Britt? And so many others. What about you? Well, praise the Lord for what God's done for you. What about you, Mother Wilson? God
bless you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for
you.
This is Mother Wilson. I thank God for keeping me alive and blessing me to continue to go on in the strength of Him. Thank God for how He's blessing me. Thank Him how He's keeping us going and knowing that He is our helper and our keeper. I want you to continue to pray for us because I praise Him this morning for His victory over a lot of things that has been going on. So I thank God for this morning.
Beautiful mother, I bless you. Does anybody else have a prayer? A praise report?
The Master Led Jones. Just want to praise the Lord for always continuing to bless me. I was having a trying time last week. I just kept praying, saying my affirmations, believing and trusting in God. And this week is going to be an awesome, blessed week for me. So I pray abundance for everybody else on the line. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for this prayer line. Keep Sister Brody for me, and I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Beautiful. Anyone else?
This is Sister Rush. Can you hear me?
Hold on just a minute. I hear Mother Britt trying to come through. Very vague, Mother Britt. Come on.
Good morning, God. I just thank God for being here the other day.
Thank you.
She can't hardly hear you, Mother Britt.
Thank you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, not yet.
Oh, I'm on my phone. But how about now?
All right, we can hear you.
All right, David. I just thank God for letting me live to see another day. Although I lost weight and my appetite hasn't been as good, but I'm still thanking God for being in the land of Lily because I could not be here. And I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for the prayer line and everyone on the prayer line. And I shall just continue to lift me up in prayer that God will give me I'll get a good appetite and I'll gain my weight back. So I can go on and serve the Lord every day of my life. May God bless you. And y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. I love all of you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother Britt. What a wonderful blessing you are. Been with us a long time. And may I suggest to you that we will pray that the Lord give you appetite back. But I may let somebody else pray that prayer, Mother Britt. Because there was a lady who desired to gain her weight back, and she just got to eating and couldn't stop. And not only did she gain her weight back, but she gained about 40 or 50 more pounds. So, pray that prayer for you. Amen. She just couldn't stop eating. She had big old pots of beans and so, Mother Britt, just hold your hope and slow your roll. Amen. God bless you. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
This is Sister Rush. Thank God for waking me up this morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Thank God for Dr. Lady David. And I thank God for everybody on the smile. And I thank God, and I thank God. I want y'all to continue to pray for me.
Right.
This is Elect Mother Wilson again. I was thinking of the praise report, the prayer request. I have a praise through prayer request this morning for different ones. And also for the Ross family and the Wilson family. There is Emma Holloman. We are praying for her. She had a biopsy on a colon last week, and that place is sore. She don't know whether it's cancerous or not. And also, I'm forgetting a lot of them, but there is a lot of prayer requests that come in to me on the weekend and by me going through. I have forgotten some of them, but there's a lot of prayer requests. I'm just going to pray some unspoken requests for different ones that has asked me to request prayer for them, but I know Emma Holloman, she's going through with this thing. She don't know whether it's cancerous or what, but I'm
is her first name?
Very small. Big problem.
What is her first name again?
Emma.
Emma. Okay.
Emma Holloman and Rosa Stokes. Her legs and the gout is bothering her real bad. It's someone else, but I can't think of who it is, but I want you to continue to be praying for my baby sister, Doris. She's going through very heavy with the loss of my sister and a lot of other things. And I have a sister in Kansas City named Marty Kennedy. She is, and be praying for her.
What's her name, Marty? And, what?
Marty, yeah, right. Marty Canada. And Berta Johnson.
And Berta Johnson. All right. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning. All right, good morning.
I just wanted to remind you about a special prayer for Pastor Wilson and Mother Wilson and the loss of her sister.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we certainly will remember Mother Wilson and Pastor Wilson. That was a dramatic experience. Amen. All of them. Remember the whole family. Mike, is there another prayer request?
This is not
Miss Sheila Brown.
I don't want
Miss Sheila Brown again. 913. Would you all continue to keep my oldest daughter, Taylor Emery? She called for the very first time on last week. As soon as I asked her, she immediately called. She's been diagnosed with lupus. She has been sick for 2 years, and no one, the doctors, we've been to doctors and doctors and doctors. So finally, they're calling her illness lupus. She's in school now to get her LPN, and she wants to go on. She has 7 more months, and she goes to school to get her doctor. She wants to be a doctor one day. So what do you all do?
Okay. Right, back on. It's coming to the I got you, sister. Is it Sheila?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, her name is Taylor Emery.
Taylor. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. We got a lot of feedback. All right, somebody who has a praise report, go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm prayer request.
good morning. This is Chris Everett.
Sister Peterson, God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher. I'd like to request prayer for my vision yesterday. I was driving, and it looked like floaters came into my right eye, and I've been able to just see, looks like little thin lines and specks in my right eye, and I'm asking prayer that that clears up.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Pastor Johnson. This is Sheila Brown again, and I've noticed I was in the emergency room the other evening at KU with my daughter, and it was lots of people coming into the emergency room with their eyes, Ronnie, with their eyes swollen shut. Something is going on with people's eyes. And that happened with my daughter also. Her eyes stayed swollen for 3 days, and the doctors cannot tell us anything. All they know is not the pink eye. It's something going around.
All right, all right. Let's stop and pray for that right now. Heavenly Father, you who are so able to heal, every person. I read in the Word, your Word, Lord, where there was a multitude of people. And it said that you healed all of them through Jesus. And I'm asking you to look on everyone who's affiliated with this prayer line. God. Sister Christopher, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you and every person affiliated with this prayer line who's having that eye problem. I pray that you don't let that attack anybody else and heal those who have been attacked. In the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God, touch eyes. And they will forget when we were there in Euless, Texas, and on that Sunday morning, that mother, 90 years old, couldn't see out of her, I believe it was the left eye. And God led us to go and pray for her and lay hands on her eyes. And you restored her eyes. Amen. She could see. And you said that you're not a respecter of persons. God, there are other people on this line who are in need of your healing virtue in their eyes. Oh, right now, Mary and Sister Christopher and so many others who are having problems. Whatever that is, a virus or whatever it is trying to attack the eyes. In the name of Jesus, I take your word. As it is, Matthew 16,